He wants more surface area so he can carve things about himself. He is going to complete his father's monument, and he's going to boast about it. He's going to say, it is a good son who completes his father's monuments. And then he puts his name all over it, right? So that's going to be a sign of Ramses to come. He's got the ego. Ramses is eventually going to become, well, he's called by modern Egyptologists the great chiseler, because he was famous for chiseling off people's names off of monuments and putting his own. But he completes his father's monument at Abydos and puts his name all over it. There's one other monument he completes for his father. It's at the great, great temple of Karnak, which is in Thebes. And it was sort of, Karnak was like the Vatican of ancient Egypt, a vast, sprawling temple. It was really built over a period of 2,000 years, with each pharaoh adding a different temple or a chapel. So it kind of like Topsy, it just growed, and it doesn't have much of an organizational plan, but it's huge. And Seti I, Ramses' father, built one of the greatest parts of that temple, the Hypostyle Hall. It's huge columns, 108 fabulous columns. Ramses completes it, and you guessed it. He puts his name all over the columns. You hardly find Seti, you'll find Ramses the Great. So Ramses completes his father's monuments, putting his name there. We get an idea of his ego. And then we get Ramses as the military man, very early in his career. Year 5, he's about 25 years old maybe, right? Becomes pharaoh when he's perhaps 20. In year 5, Ramses is going to fight a battle that he will boast about for the rest of his life. It is the battle about which we have more information than any other event in ancient history. There are more accounts of this battle than any other ancient event. I can tell you incredible details about this battle. I can tell you the names of the horses. It's that detailed. And Ramses will boast about this battle for another 60 years. Now, what is it? What is Kadesh? Kadesh is a city in Syria, north. And it had been growing independent. Egypt always kept it under its thumb. But now the Hittites, that's where Turkey is today, the Hittites are controlling it. And Ramses doesn't like this. So in year 5 of his reign, Ramses marshals the army and he rides out to retake Kadesh. Now, what I would like you to get a feeling of today through Ramses is what military life was like in ancient Egypt. The army was organized in terms of not rank really, but sort of skills. The lowest down were the infantry. These were the guys who had a sword, a spear, and a shield, and they walked. You were going to go to Syria in battle? You walked from Egypt to Syria, 15 miles a day, roughly, and that's how an army moved. Slightly above the infantry were the archers. These are kind of skilled men. They have a little bit of an advantage because they can enter into battle without being in hand-to-hand combat. They can stay back a ways. The bow, by the way, is an interesting weapon. It's the first weapon to store energy. That is, when you bend it, the energy is stored in the string in terms of, you know, and then it's released. So it stores energy. Gives you an advantage. So you had your archery, and then you had the chariotry. These were the guys who rode on the chariots. Now, chariots were the tanks of ancient Egypt, or really more like the jet planes even. They were the elite. Chariots were very, very expensive to build. If you think about it, it took 3 kinds of wood to build a chariot. You had to have a very strong axle. You had to have wood that would bend for the wheels, right? And you had to have light wood for the body so it could move easily. So you have three different kinds of wood, very, very skilled. They're very light, drawn by 2 horses, 2 men on the chariot, right? An archer, and the charioteer is driving the team of 2, right? And then the problem is, how do you shoot an arrow from this bumpy thing, you know, which doesn't have a suspension? The answer is, the floor of the chariot was woven. So it's kind of like a trampoline almost. It kind of evens out the bumps a little so the archer isn't going crazy trying to shoot his arrow. So these were the elite. So you had your infantry, your archers, your chariot, and Ramses marches out with these guys. Now, how many people does he take with him?